this first paragraph is just letting the patient know, do the best you can. Answer as many questions as you can. If you don't know the answer to a question, it's perfectly okay to skip it.
Stop the SAT.
That's correct.
That's Mike Horning explaining Simple Admit. He and Dan Koholin started the company 3 years ago from an office in Baldwinsville, northwest of Syracuse. The web-based program allows patients to fill out all the forms on their medical history, medications they're on, all that, on their time, and from home, instead of having to do it in a waiting room or over the phone. When the pair started out, they hoped about a third of patients would use their system, but they're seeing an uptake averaging around 71%. And here's the surprising thing. Koholin says the demographic you'd think would be the most adverse to using it, the elderly, are some of its most avid users.
We underestimated our clientele, so to speak.
Koholin thinks the reason is that older patients pay more attention to their health care, or they involve their more tech-savvy family members. At the end of last year, Simple Admit was in a dozen doctor's offices. They've since grown to 100 surgery centers across 32 states. At first, there was some pushback from office staff that the program would replace them, but the Simple Admit founders say their software simply frees nurses up from clerical work to do more patient care. Koholin says patients are even being more honest when they can fill out their paperwork themselves, instead of having to relate personal information over the phone.
I wish we could say we were that smart when we first built it, but and that wasn't really the case. But all of these little pluses have come off of this that has made this thing into just a really innovative piece.
Simple Admit customizes their service for each new doctor's office, and the company is confident it will double its current size sometime next year. I'm Ryan Delaney for the Innovation Trail.